begin the car and daven sechtes bavas daf yud beis. We begin the manal. We begin the test master. Begin the gemara parats betzimav. Now, if you broke the doorways, betam kol svivav, then it contaminates the whole perimeter. Perisha kondrus means says kol svivav throughout the entire perimeter. Dalat amas at a distance of four amas kekaver, like the way it is with the grave. Says Taisa ain nil Rabbeinu Shimshon. This does not seem to be correct, Rabbeinu Shimshon. Because given the same mechitzas, since there's clear distinct partitions of a house, so molekula mecha shemiyala bias, you don't have to be concerned someone's going to go up on the house biyala love and to lean over it. So less than main mechitzas tamidal and amas, we don't have no reason to say it should contaminate four amas around the area. Like it's obvious, nigmar said that mendal and avka bechatzar akever regarding the courtyard of the grave. Or even b'teich b'semen stands inside of the tar is tar. Hanemili, when we say this chatzar akever, the courtyard of a grave, the b'semen mechitzas which have clear distinct partitions. Avul and the Gersa from the Bach is mace, ba'alma, but in general, a dead person, toughest. Okay, that makes sense because you can't tell exactly where the grave is. So we say a distance dalat amas, but when it's clear and distinct, the perimeter, the partitions, why would we say that that is a contaminant dalat amas? So kach nir lefar, rather, it appears to him to explain, kagun jirjiz and harba, we're talking about there's many protrusions that are built in abayas that are sticking out of the house, and we call it side to mole sides. And there is an opening of a handbreadth for each and every one of them. Now, when the door frame is not broken off, even if you closed it up, it doesn't condemn it, but many all the other protrusions. Because we presume that the dead person that's going to come out, which is called Seg Tamalotz, it contaminates, but the Pesach is going to be the main entryway, even if you closed it up. But if you ripped apart the whole doorframe, now you rebuild like a regular wall, then come Pesach Klal, now there's no opening at all. Then it's going to contaminate the whole perimeter, meaning the Chodziz Viziz, because every single protrusion, every single porch that you have, Ikolas Vukin, you have to be in doubt. The Shema Derech Tachas is. Maybe it's beneath that platform that Yotzim and Abayis, that the mess is going to come out. And therefore, those areas are going to be come to me because of Sib Tamalotzis. But since there's a Yashli Asha Pesha Kodjus, you can resolve Rashi's limitation. The Bayis Nami Lem Esayim Mechitzas. No, a house is also considered as partitions not being distinct. Because the Avgav, the Lekele Mechit Shem Yal Abayis, you're right, like the words of the Rabbeinu Shem Shem Yed, there's no concern about going on the top of the house. The Kamakam Ekele Mechit Shem Yigib Kasalim, you still have to be concerned, maybe he's going to touch the walls of the house, the Kevin Matama Bamaka, because a grave, which is what this house currently is, contaminants would touch, even from the side, can move Mr. Free, like it's obviously Mr. Free, the parasha is Paraduma, by the parasha that talks about the Paraduma, with the words, Oy Bekever, or in a grave, Zekever Sasim, that refers to a closed grave. Oyene Ela Pesuach, maybe means when it's open, Amri Kabachim, you say Kabachim. Ma oil should become tuma. If an oil that can contaminate from a tuma in the tuma and called tuma does not contaminate from all sides, kishu pesuach when it's open, sakeber shein mekabel tuma, a grave that is not receptacle of tuma in the dinshle tuma and called tuma, isn't it a kabel chayim that it doesn't contaminate from all sides, kishu pesuach when it's open? So it says tasis mash, but it sounds like kishu sasim. But when it is closed, metama. But again, that's not the contaminants even when it's from the side. And therefore, that's like what Rashi's saying. That yes, we have to be concerned that someone might touch the walls, and therefore it does contaminate all around the perimeter for dalat amas. Next test must begin with the gemara. Meitzah shechzik b'rab must calculate. If you have a area that the public has taken possession of, it's forbidden to ruin it. So says test hainu kechzikub b'rshus. That's if they took possession of it with permission. I'm going to the house to But of course, if they come and take possession there without permission, Yeshlim Chazbalik beyond Yeshim protest what they're doing. Malik and Pizra, you hold the stick, Valaysim, and you stand over there. Kedemucha Mamnech, it's always in the Gemara, Baba Kamadav, Chot Chesim and Alf. Nick Tismas, something in the Gemara, Valik Pligi. There's no Machlik, it's Markas, Markas, each one according to their place. If it's a certain amount, do I have that amount? Which Pirish Rebet Mardchai, he explains about Asad Behuda, which he does half of the other opinion, in his place, Hayakako Chashavatek. The property was distinguished and good. Yeah, and it's worth it to put an effort in knowing half a kavan. Avol, but in the place of Tanakama, the ground wasn't so good. To be significant, to put an effort in less than 9 kavan. And now, even though it didn't have the amount of plowing for a day, it still was fit to put an effort. That was the Gemara's asking, bubble night, what's halacha in bubble? Shein hakarka tipkul kach, which the ground's not so good, but in the road, k'sher hashon, the Mishnah said, it's not so fitting for the measurement that's mentioned in the Mishnah, and therefore, that's the question regarding bubble. Hachigir sinan, Rabbein Chananel, Tzitz brings Rabbein Chananel's girsa in the Gemara, that the basim, if you want to say, bekarva v'zaro u'behaduri. Or the Barshozgers, Ubaharudi, which Taisa says, so what does this mean? Meaning the Marshal is like from a Lashon of Chazar, like Rabbi Nachmanel says, on his way back he plows again. Barshozgers, Baharudi, which means the terminology of plowing. It means at the time of the planting, he plows again. It says there's a Pidush, Beis Charish is Yoy. What the Gemara means today, what Rabbi Yisrael was saying, that the Shirin bubble is, the amount of plowing for a day, it means to say, plowing at a time of a plowing for a day, and b'shabbat yom lezara, and it still makes sense, even at a time of the planting. How so? Because when it comes to planted chayrish, he plows it b'chazir asai, and when he comes back, again, he has the plow go over the ground. And then he plants, and this is what it means, Nigmara, Bahaduri, which is similar to Rashi, but different. Both the plowings are before you plant. Next time, Mata begins the Gemara, people say, you can say, Yoim and Zara. That the second answer the Gemara answers, that the Shidah Rabbi Yisrael gave, is the property that has enough to plant on when the, to plow when you're doing the planting. And with the Ka'amrit, and this that you said, La'abitre yoimi kurava, the Gemara said that there's no shear of 2 days of plowing at the time of the plowing. It's going to curve yoimi palga, it's going to be for a day and a half. And so the Gemara is saying, yeah, do it for a day and a half. Vahadur tani, v'karev, adur shalom yoimi, and then go ahead and plow with the second half of the day, another time, until the rest of the day. Next, there's not the beginning words of the Gemara, Davla. So, Perush Rabbeinu Chananel, he explains that this that the Gemara is saying, it's Eretz Shemashkin Eisa Batli. We're talking about a property that is watered with a pitcher. That l'chol echad eret shadayin lo yom echad, that for each one has enough that you could draw and water it, that you could draw from it full day to water it. That's how you divide it, if each one has enough of the karka for that share. But so it says recursively, it's typical to three, because that's the case of a little misni. The Gemara should have said, bebavel might, well, what's halacha bebavel, because the bebavel we had. Regarding the other halacha, if you're talking about a shear of karka, so in bubble where it's worse, you should have the same shaila. Well, what would you say by bubble? So there, Rakein Nirkipir Shakun. Rashi says Taisa. It appears like the way Rashi explains. I think Gemara is actually talking about the division of the bar itself. I think Gemara is giving a share that the bar is a share to water to draw from it the water for the need of watering a field for a day. With then there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and bubble. Next says, "Master, the Gemara, Amr Bisa, Inel, Divin Bisa." Well, these are words of prophecy. So, tell you, it qualifies. Lo Shavach Kam. It's not saying like it's a praise, like oh, a Navi. The claim, rather, so to say, Shalim Blei Tam. That he's saying without any rationale, any logic, any explanation, like a prophet, just speaking straight from the word of God. Chiyagavna Besayiv Movement. We find similarly in Gemara Bechares of Nehemiah Alf. Can be a Seder Hashem B'Tzipurim. When you have an extra finger that has no fingernail, Metam B'Magam Masik. It happens with touch and with caring. A Belibo Oil, but not with oil, but common, they said, also the rank of the enemies. They made like the words like words of prophecy because it doesn't make sense. Man of Shach, either way you look at E. Abraham, if it's considered as a limb, the time oil, should contaminate by oil. A lie, Abraham, when it was not a limb, the time of God, should not contaminate all. And Machin Yishlemus, if kids, my up in this, you can explain the Gemara in Erevin, that Samach Amen Beis, the same way, which actually, Taisus over there actually shows from our Sugya that Ein El Div Nevias is actually Lashvach. So, Taisa within the Masl Ayin discusses this. Ayin. Next time, Matam begins with the words of Malcha, Atu Chachma of Navihi. What do you think? A sage is not a prophet? Then it says, Matam begins to say, Gemara was asking, Rav Nimi said that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so Nebuah was taken from the prophets and was given to the sages. So the Divine Maschel is saying, well, Chacham is not a Navi. But Tzai says, wait, what are you going to prepare, sir? The Gemara said, Nidaf, Ein Heimad Af. The Kumni Gemara says, Meshachar Beit HaMikdash, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitl Tambiya, the taste of Maryland's Mitzvah was taken, and Benit Lai Ravair, and was given to sinners. So, so the question is, Tikshli Nami, the Gemara could also have asked, Atu Kleim Shenechrab, what you think, and before it was destroyed, Labalu Tambi Leravera, what, that the taste of Bia wasn't for the sinners? But the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk in Mishlei, I'm going to mutaka, the stolen waters this week, to the Baruch Hak, like the way the Gemara asks over here. I mean, it's the same type of a question that, the Gemara, like it asks over here, you could say, the same deek, the Gemara is saying, what? Asking on the teaching, saying, what after that it was given, but and the Chacham is not another hero, so, what, after that, and before that, beforehand, it wasn't just what they were there? Hashem says, we could say, Zekalish no Yahasam, you're right, the Gemara could have answered over there, the Mishan Yahacha, like it says over here, Nitl Tam Bia, the taste of Bia was taken away. But from the sinners, it wasn't taken away. Yeah. Chacham is a Navi, but it was taken from the Bia, but it was not taken away from the Chacham. And same thing over here. You're right. There was a taste of Bia, which was taken away from regular people, but it was not taken away from the sinners. But the Gemara wasn't concerned to ask us everywhere. But you're right. Technically, it could have gone through the same Masamat that says over here. Over there, I know it tastes good. I'm Bezim Al of the Maskal, Mashom, Mechul.